is enough to give him praise. Hallelujah. We're going to come before the mighty God that we know, that we serve, and we're going to come and lift up his name today. Father God, I just thank you right now for all those that are here, Father God, to be in your presence, Lord. Those here in the church and those watching online, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that we've taken this time to come before you. Our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords, we get to stand before you, Lord, and just lift up your name. Thank you, Father God. You are the great I am. Lord, we just thank you right now that any situation that is going on right now, Lord, you have an answer. We come with an expectation right now in the name of Jesus to hear from you, God. We thank you that you are God that hears us, Lord, and has an answer for us, Father. Lord, I just thank you right now, Lord, that the ground that we stand on is holy ground. I thank you, Lord, that we have ears to hear today what your spirit is saying. Our hearts are open to receive your word right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now that in your presence, there's peace. In your presence, there's healing. In their presence, there's joy, unspeakable joy, Lord. Father God, I thank you that weeping may endure for a night, but today joy comes in the morning. So, Lord, we are joyful in your presence, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor, Lord. You're a mighty God. You are a mighty God. Father God, I just thank you right now that we have ears to hear the very voice of God. Lord, we thank you that we know that your sheep know your voice. And we have inclined our ears to hear today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I bind any works of the enemy that will try to come and distract us from hearing your word today, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus has come to give us life and that life more abundantly. So, Father God, we thank you for that life right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I lift up our pastor, the under shepherd of this house, Pastor Darrell R. Simmons, right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you that he is a willing vessel yielded to you, Lord, to receive your word and only deliver the word that you have given him, Lord. I thank you for his obedience right now, Lord, of being that voice in the earth for you. Lord, I just thank you right now for the first lady of this house, April Simmons, right now, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that she is. I thank you, Lord, that she is a woman with a heart after you. She hungers and thirsts for you, Lord, and I just thank you for it. Father God, I just thank you right now for the CCI family. Pastor Valerie Holcomb, Lord. Father God, I call blessings upon her right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that the work that she's doing is not in vain. And I thank you right now, Lord, that the word that comes forth today, Lord, it will produce fruit in our lives, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that your word, when it goes out, it will not return back to you void, but it will accomplish everything that is sent out to do. Father God, I thank you that we are a people that do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith, standing on your word, believing, God, everything in your word. Lord, I thank you that no matter what the circumstance may say, Lord, the devil is already under our feet. And I thank you, Father God, that there is a word for every circumstance. Lord, I thank you right now that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are watching online right now, prepare your hearts to receive. Prepare your hearts and mind to receive the word. But I thank you, Father God, right now that we can enter into the holies of holies. We can enter and worship you. So, Lord, we take this time in your presence because of who you are in our lives, Lord. We thank you that you've called us out of darkness into your marvelous light to declare your word in this earth. Father God, we are yielded vessels for you to use to bring you praise, bring you glory, and bring you honor. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised this morning. Hallelujah. Let's acknowledge him this morning as our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. As we go into worshiping him this morning. Hallelujah. How many of you are glad to be back in the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. Amen. Praise his holy name. Let us worship him this morning. Hallelujah. Let's forget about what happened yesterday and the day before. And align ourselves with him this morning. Our minds, hallelujah, being stayed on him. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
You provide the Spirit.
Fill us up this morning, Jesus.
You provide the fire.
Thank you for your fire, Jesus.
I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the Spirit. I will open up inside. Fill me up.
Fill me up,
fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up.
Hallelujah. Give him a sacrifice of praise.
See, you provide the Spirit.
You provide the Spirit.
I'm an empty vessel tonight.
up,
you
Jesus.
Provide the Spirit.
You provide the Spirit.
Responds, I gotta run over to my family responds, I gotta run over. Till I overflow. Come on. I wanna run. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run.
Bless your holy name, Jesus.
Lift your worship.
Hallelujah. Let's lift, lift our hands. Lift our hands to Jesus this morning. Our hearts and minds focused on Him. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel.
Favor
in your sight.
Lord, please, Lord, please.
Lord, please.
Hear my heart's cry.
Hear my heart's
cry. I'm desperately waiting.
Desperately waiting.
Just to be where you are.
Be where you are.
Across the hottest
desert. Across the hottest desert.
Just say I'll travel near or far.
Gotta be where you are.
Gotta be where you are.
Gotta be where you are.
We gotta be where you are, God. I wanna be, God. I wanna be where you are. Yes, Lord.
Gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Hallelujah. We bless your name this morning. And yes, Lord, we wanna be where you are, God. And we gotta be where you are. Let us take this moment, if you would, and let's declare our canopy of protection. Psalms 91. Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the northland pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall I trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thou shalt bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And if you could, I would like for you to read 14, because I know that we set our love upon Christ. Amen. So if you would repeat that with me, verse 14. It says, because, and I want you to say, because we set our love upon him, therefore he will deliver us. Amen. And he will set us on high because we have known his name. Amen. Let's give God a hand. Praise. Hallelujah. You may take your seats this morning. Amen. I want to welcome you all back. Amen. Into the house of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. We get to come into the sanctuary, amen, of our Almighty God. And my prayer for each of us this morning is that our ears are open, amen, to receive and to hear a word of God. Because what we know is that the principles of God is those principles that we live on daily. It teaches us how to do better. Amen. How many of us want to do better today? Amen. If you want to do better today, let's give God a hand praise as we welcome our man of God today, our only beloved Pastor Daryl Simmons.
Praise Amen. The Lord. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
God bless you.
For all that he does. Amen. Glory to God. Our life-changing, marvelous, rearranging King. Amen. Glory to God. What a joy it is to see each and every one of you again this morning. I pray that the Spirit of God is up on you as he is up on me. Amen. Glory to God. Everyone is looking beautiful. Everyone is looking bright, not because of your color, because of the glory of God on your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. How many know that we have much work to do? Amen. We have much work to do, and it takes all of us collectively to get this work done in the mighty name of Jesus. You say, Brother Simmons, what work are you talking about? I'm talking about seeking those that do not know the Lord, bringing them into the covenant of Jesus Christ, bringing them to a place where they can learn of Jesus as well as we come into the house to learn of him. It takes us collectively to do this, to build the kingdom of God, that we can stay in the process of learning and loving and living. Amen. Somebody say process. Learning. Loving, and living. We always in the process of learning, loving, and living. What do we learn to, what do we to do to learn? A little more about Jesus, amen. What is the process? Seeking his face and his counsel. How do we live? We live the good life of Jesus Christ, amen. He says in John 10:10, he come that we may have life and life more abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. I am so delighted and honored that God would allow me to stand before you as his people. You know that you are royal people, and God does not desire that anyone stand before his people just giving his people anything, amen. He wants to give them what they need, amen. And God knows everything that we need. Do you believe that this morning? God knows better than I do, because God is smarter than I am, amen. And he's smarter than you. Glory to God. The Bible does remind us to not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought, but it does say for we ought to think of ourselves. When we think of ourselves, it's not to have a pompous, prideful spirit, amen. It's to think of ourselves because he has made us in the image and likeness of who he is. So we must think of ourselves to be somebody, amen. Glory to God, because he made us and he is somebody. He is the lover of our soul. Glory to God. So I want to keep encouraging you about what we're doing and what's the process of why we're here at Spoken Word in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You have to believe that Jesus called you here. You have to believe that you are anointed and appointed to be in a place such as this, in a community such as this, in a state of mind of people such as this. And that's why we have to be sober-minded, clear-minded, knowing that we are doing what God has called us to do, that we stay accountable to God and committed to Jesus and connected to one another, that we will not fall to the wayside. Amen. We don't want to fall to the wayside. We can look around, we can see many different things, but we do not want to fall to the wayside. Amen. There's the story in the Bible, it talks about seed that fell on stony ground. It fell on the stony ground because it could not get into the root, to where it takes root, and it sterns itself and it supplies itself to where it will grow in the mighty name of Jesus. We're not falling on stony ground. We're on good ground. This is good soil, and the soil that we build upon is the soil of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, many people don't want to be built on anything that's found pure. Amen. That's going to challenge them to stay in alignment with God. But God knows who you are and your capability to stay in alignment with God. Say, I'm in alignment with God. See, when you're in alignment with God, no weapon formed against you can prosper. Every tongue can rise and it will be condemned because you're in alignment spiritually with God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we're going to want to avail ourselves, and we want to commit ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus to continue to move forward in the will of God here at Spoken Word. At Spoken Word, we desire that all men be saved and none fall into the gloom and doom of the pits of the adversary, the accuser of the brethren. But it takes us to believe together in unity. It takes us to commit ourselves in unity. It takes ourselves to put some things aside that we can come together and we can reason together to see what God has already said to us. And then we begin to move out on that which God has said. How many know that Jesus, this is the story, if you look at the Bible, and I'm going to get into the message, but this is all the message of God because it's the heart of God. How many know that Jesus and his teaching on the earth, 3 years, 3 years he spent on earth teaching. And out of the 3 years, he didn't teach to a multitude of people constantly. He taught to 12 disciples, 12 men that really followed his teaching, that really came up under the covenant of the Holy Spirit. They invited themselves into the life of Jesus Christ to obey his teaching, to follow his commands, and to do the will of the Father that sent the Son into the earth. And for them following the will of God and submitting unto the authority of Jesus Christ, they began to move out into the earth. They began to move in communities, and they began to teach what they have been taught. And they was taught by Jesus. And the words that they taught, they went into communities and they spoke it expressively, not worrying about who would receive and who would not receive. And those that received, they began to follow. And that's how the multitude began to grow. That's how things began to expand, because they believed what they was taught. They believed in whom they were following. Amen. Glory to God. So you and I must believe in what is being taught by the word of God. We must believe in whom we're following, which is Jesus Christ, and we must stand firm in that. Amen. Do you believe that? If you believe that, give the Lord a hand praise, because you believe. It's because you believe, and we must continue to believe this way and operate this way. In the ministry, the doors have been fully opened, and some things are not fully working. We have a children's ministry, and the children's ministry is slowly opening, and we pray that one day and soon that there will be committed men and women that will oversee the children to teach the children. How many know when children's ministry is there, it's not just a daycare. It's to teach kids the principles of God. How do you do that? You teach them through books that talks about Jesus Christ. You teach them through puzzles that put the word of God together and show biblical principle. Those are teachings of Jesus Christ, as well as we're being taught the biblical principles of God. How many know that God taught three ways? He taught principle, precepts, picture, parables, and precepts. That's how he taught. Jesus didn't teach any other kind of way. Jesus didn't teach any different type of messages. He just taught them different ways. Amen. Glory to God. So some people say, well, I heard that before. No, you didn't. You need to hear it again, because he taught it a different way. And when he taught it a different way, it inspired something in your spirit to gravitate to that which he had spoken, and then you begin to move, amen, with joy. You begin to move with excitement. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Glory to God. Also, we will be coming back into our prayer. We'll be coming back into our intercessory prayer. I believe, how many of the prayer is powerful? Prayer is powerful. Prayer changes things. And I pray by the will of God that we can begin to set that time aside and really join into prayer. Our prayer is the second and fourth Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the morning. We're going to start it off by doing it by way of Zoom, amen. We're going to commit ourselves, we're going to humble ourselves, we're going to submit ourselves, and we're going to start by Zoom. And as we commit ourselves with Zoom, the door's going to be open, because how many know desires? I love for things to happen through this ministry day in and day out. All week, something should be going on. Amen. But I can't do everything everywhere and be every place, because I can't be omnipresent like Jesus. Amen. So we have to commit our minds, our motion, and our wills and be in presence to do things for the will of God. There are so many things that we can reach out, we can establish things, but it takes a people together to do those things. Amen. Glory to God. So we will get that information. And what I desire to do is to have some Zoom cards. Some Zoom cards with that information on there that you can post it on your refrigerator. You can post the dates. So we'll get some Zoom cards made up so you can have that information. You can post it onto your refrigerator. You can lock it into your phones, or you can lock it into your computer. But that's what we will do. Amen. Glory to God for our intercessory prayer. And Wednesday night, how many know that we are on Zoom Wednesday night, that we're doing biblical Bible teaching? The biblical-based Bible teaching, we teach it on Wednesday nights at 7:30. And my heart desire, I don't pressure anybody, but my heart desire is that you be able to join those. Why? Because when you hear the same word, you walk by the same rule, you have the same earnest care, and you begin to see exactly what God is doing collectively in the place that you come to hear the word of God. If you don't do a part, you won't feel a part. If you don't come, then you won't. You say, well, I'm ostracized. No, you're not ostracized. God wants each and every one of us to be together. Amen. So Wednesday nights, we've been in the subject of, it's different topic, different subjects. But last couple of weeks, we've been dealing with kingdom mindset. Developing your kingdom mindset, because many people have different minds, many different thinkings about the way that the kingdom of God should operate. Amen. But it's only one way that the kingdom of God should operate, and that's the way that Jesus Christ said it should operate, according to the Father's will. Amen. Glory to God. Are you excited by being alive? Amen. Are you excited by being in the presence of God? Amen. I tell you, you are powerful people. When you know who you are and know your self-worth, God is so smiling up on you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we just want to welcome them that are tuning in this morning. God bless you. May the Spirit of God be with you. Shine His ever-loving light up on you. We ask that if you're ever in the area of Tacoma Spanaway, we invite you to come to our worship service here at Spoken Word. We're located at 15413 First Avenue Court South. Yes, that's in Tacoma Spanaway. We're located in the H building. H stands for the Holy Ghost. H stands for healing. Glory to God. And we welcome you in this place in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. So, Father, we come before you this morning, humble as we know how. We give you praise, and that we give you honor. We come to magnify your name. We come because, God, we're seeking after your counsel. We're seeking after your will. And we want to know more of the understanding of our purpose of why we're here. So, Father, we ask that you will open up our hearts and open up our mind, move distractions out of the way. Satan, you're defeated, because God is over all things. And we ask this in the mighty name and the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This morning, I like to share with us from the Word of God this morning a subject that is dear to each and every one of us. And we'll be dealing with the book of Daniel. This is a topical message. We'll be dealing and looking at the life of Daniel. We look at the life of Daniel because in the life of Daniel, we find so many precious things in the life of Daniel. And Daniel is teaching us how we can live as Christians, amen, without being persuaded, without being fooled, without being bamboozled, without being hoodwinked. How we can live a quiet and peaceful life, living loyal, amen, in the evil days that we live in. Daniel was one that stood before the king, and Daniel resists things that the king king wanted them to do. He was pressured in his life, but Daniel never gave in. He never threw in the towel. Daniel stood because he believed and trusted God. He knew that God would be with him. God is for him, and he knew that God would never be against him. Amen. How many know that God is with you, God is for you, and God will never be against you? He will always stand with you in the heat of the moment. Daniel was in the heat of the moment. He was caught. He was put to the fire. And the Bible says that it turned it up 7 times hotter. And those that came to throw him in the fire, they got burned. Daniel didn't get burned. And he was in the fire. He was in the flame. And you know the story. They turned it up 7 times hotter. And when the king looked, he said, I see one. I took in 3, but I see another one. And it looked like the Son of God. See, only God can give you revelation in the heat of the moment. Only God can open up your eyes when the fires and the storms and the winds are blowing. You won't see the fire. You won't see the flames. You'll begin to see the Son of God, and you begin to joy. You begin to dance. You begin to sing. Amen. And the king said, that looks like the Son of the living God. And Daniel came out of there, and he said, it had to be your God. See, people can see you stand in the heat, in the fire, in the trials, in times, and they can change to know your God just by the position and the posture that you stand. Glory to God. Are you willing to stand? Are you willing to be steadfast? Are you willing to be unmovable, abiding in the word of God? They looked and they saw it was a fourth man. It's always somebody with you, and Jesus is that fourth man. Glory to God. Can you trust him the way that you need to trust him? We all must trust him in a magnificent way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Daniel understood this. Daniel knew that he could not be defeated. Daniel understood his preparation. Daniel understood the challenges that he was faced with. And he walked in faith. Daniel was one that was primarily the theme, and Daniel moved with undoubt. Daniel served God. Daniel knew that God will overpower any human king that came up against the kingdom of God. Daniel was a man. As the Bible says, David was a man after God's own heart. But Daniel was a man of loyalty. Daniel was a man of integrity. Amen. So this morning we want to deal with this particular subject. How to enjoy success without compromise. How do you enjoy your Christian life? How do you enjoy success without compromise? There are many people that compromise things in this world today, and they want to just be successful. A lot of people say because they have reached to the top, they have done some crooked and criminal activity. But Daniel is teaching us how that we can have success without compromise. There's so many people that's compromising things in this world today. Even in the body of Christ, there's compromise going on day in and day out. We live in the days that people don't have no loyalty. They have no integrity. They have no reverence for God. But Daniel teaches us here biblically by the principles of God. And today, of the will of God, we will touch 4 areas of how to enjoy success without compromise. Area number 1, it will be the purpose. To enjoy success without compromise, you must know your purpose. You must really understand your purpose. The Bible tells us that there are many accounts that many men and women were worthy of being successful, was worthy of walking in the anointing of God, was worthy to be lifted up before the only wise God that we serve. And we see this man Daniel, who obtained preeminence and power in his lifetime. Preeminence means that Daniel pertained this loyalty. He pertained this preeminence. Daniel stayed with power throughout his lifetime. Why is that? Because he did not compromise. When you don't compromise, when you stand firm and fixed and following the principles and the laws of the kingdom of God, people will think and people will come up against you and they will try to get you to compromise, but you must stand. You must stand. There's no compromising. There's no compromising. There's no compromising. And Daniel did not compromise. Even when the heat was on in his life, there is no compromising. People compromise, my brothers and sisters. And my heart is to fill you with cheer. My heart is to fill you with understanding. My heart is to fill you with joy to know that we will not compromise. We will walk this thing out by the letter of the word. We will hold each other accountable as God holds me accountable. I will hold you accountable. You hold me accountable, that we will all be accountable unto God. We're following the pattern of Jesus Christ. We're following the biblical principles. We're not following the world ideas, because the world ideas would lead you astray and you will fall in a compromising way. Amen. So just let your heart be not troubled. Follow the pattern of God. Listen to the will of God. Be stern. Stay in this fight. Win the race, Paul says. I'm winning the race. I have finished my course, and we're going to finish our course. Amen. Glory to God. Stay in the love of God. Stay in the love of God, my brothers and sisters, constantly being willing to do. Set other things aside and put Jesus back as the preeminence. He takes first place, as Daniel knew it. And that's why Daniel stayed with power. That's why Daniel understood what was going on in the time. Now let's go to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. That's the Old Testament this morning. Glory to God. It's Daniel chapter 1. It's after Ezekiel. Ezekiel, we go to Daniel. Daniel has so many things to say, and God knows that we are his people, and God understands that he's a sovereign God, and he requires us to stay in love with him constantly, each and every day. Amen. Somebody say, I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Intimacy with Jesus is better than intimacy with the world. Jesus, having intimacy with Jesus is better than having that intimacy with the world. In the book of Daniel, let's begin to read in the 8th verse of the book of Daniel. We said we want to talk about these four areas, and the four areas will be the four P's. If we get to all of them, to God be the glory. But the first one I want to deal with, we're going to talk about this morning, is purpose. Purpose, amen? Purpose. You must know your purpose. I must know my purpose. We all have purpose together, amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bishop, you are from Kenya, right? Is it Kenya? Is it Kenya? There's much purpose in Kenya, is there? Just as well as the United States, amen. My brother Larry, you have purpose, right? On your job and in your family, being a family man, being a husband, a houseband man, you have purpose. Glory to God in the mighty name of Jesus. So when we understand our purpose, then we will not compromise. Glory to God. Understand your purpose, that you will not compromise, because there are so many things that comes around in this world to move us out of the truth of God. Do you see that? And Jesus Christ. And many fall prey to the compromising situation. You do this, and I'll do that for you. You do that, and then I'll do this for you. But what does the Bible say? Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. He didn't say go and compromise so these things can be added unto you. No, he says seek the kingdom of God first, and then all these other things will be added unto you. See, God knows what needs to be connected to you, and he knows what needs to be pushed away from you. He said all these things, see, things can be connected to you, and God knows those things don't mean good for you. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. So you got to seek the kingdom first. And then he can add whatever he needs to add to you and in your life and for your life. That's including people around you. Do you hear it? Glory to God. And the book of Daniel, beginning here in Daniel chapter 1, we're reading in the first chapter and the 8th verse. We're going to read to chapter 1, 8 through 21. It says, but Daniel purposed in his heart. Do you see that? Daniel purposed. You got to have purpose. Purpose has to be a heartfelt thing. It can't be a headfelt thing. It can't be moved by your emotions, amen. Your purpose has to be in the heart. What is the heart of the matter? The issues out of life flow from the heart. Do you hear that? The issues out of life flow from the heart. So he says again, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. He would not compromise. He would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. This is dealing with the meat. He didn't do things, and they wanted to force him to do things. How many know people will force you to do things? And if you don't understand your purpose, then you can bow down to those things. Do you hear that? Glory to God. That means you will compromise. I know people say, well, you got to compromise here. No, but this is something that you got to believe. You got to stay steadfast, unmovable. If Jesus Christ is Lord, you don't compromise to serve Buddha. Do you hear that? If Jesus Christ is Lord, you don't compromise to serve no other God but the living God. There is no compromising. Do you hear this? And people will get you to say, if you serve this, then this will be given unto you. No, God knows exactly what we need. And I love this because Daniel is showing me how to stay strong, how to stay vibrant, how to trust God, how to believe God, how to understand that God's will be done in spite of the situation at hand. Glory to God. He says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuch. See, it's God who brought favor. Do you see that? Because Daniel didn't defile himself. God brought him into what? Favor. And verse 10 say, and the prince of the eunuch said unto Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who have appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your face worse, liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me in danger, my head to the king. See, he was concerned about what the king would do to him because Daniel didn't take what he gave him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do you dare? See, I'm not going to be concerned knowing that what I'm not going to compromise. If you think that person that told you to give me and persuade me is going to do something to you because I'm not going to fall for your trickery, I'm not going to fall for your witchcraft, then that's up to you. I'm going to stand firm. So let that fall on you and not me. Do you hear that? Daniel knew this. Daniel was not concerned, but the eunuch was overly concerned that he would get his life taken. Do you hear that? People will try to persuade you because they know their life is on the line. Do you hear that? Their life is on the line. They will pressure you. They will pressure you and pressure you and try to coerce you. But you should not be coerced because their problem is not your problem. Their problem is because they didn't trust God. Their problem is not they're doing the will of God. Their problem is they're trying to force you and trick you and sorcerize you. Do you see that? So that's their problem. And Daniel knew this from his heart because it said Daniel had what? Purpose in his heart. And verse 11 goes on to say, then Daniel said to Melazar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hannah, Mishael, and Azara. Prove thy servant, he says, prove thy servant, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with the servants. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. So what was happening, Daniel was persuading them. Daniel was convinced, if I don't partake of what you trying to put in my body, I'm going to look better than they do that put that stuff in their body. Do you hear that? So what are you saying, Brother Simmons? If you fall to compromise, you won't look good in the eyes of God. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? So stay pure. Stay with your purpose. So when God looks at you, he sees the bright and morning star. He sees you as his lily in the valley. He sees you as the joy, unspeakable joy. Don't fall prey to compromise, because Daniel knew that his God will preserve him. Daniel knew that his strength was not in the meat, nor in the wine, nor in the drink. Daniel knew that his strength didn't come from an earthly king. He knew that his strength come from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Daniel knew this, and Daniel would not compromise. Do you hear this? So we cannot compromise in this 21st century. We cannot compromise because other people are compromising. We must stay true to what God has called us to do. Amen. Glory to God. And compromise can kill us. Compromise can wither us away. And Daniel says, going on in the book, glory to God, I feel this thing. It is good for us to be here together. And then Daniel goes on to say, so in verse 14, so he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melazar took away the portion of the meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. That's right, vegetables. And then he says, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge. Listen to this. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge, and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Do you see, when you don't compromise, when you don't compromise, you don't have to ask God for nothing. God's going to give unto you. God gave unto Daniel for him not compromising. He gave unto them what it says. For these four children, God gave them knowledge, knowledge, knowledge of his perfect will, and skill in learning. Do you see that? In learning, learning not to compromise, learning to be steadfast, learning to move in the authority and the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God. Do you see this? Daniel was authorized. Daniel was giving. Daniel was blessed. Him of the four was blessed with learning, knowledge, and wisdom, and understanding in visions and dreams. 18 says, now at the end of the day, that the king had said he should bring them in. Then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel. None like Daniel. When you don't compromise, there will be nobody found like you. Do you see that? When you don't compromise in the midst of trickery, when you don't compromise in the midst of sorcery, when you don't compromise in the midst of usury, there will be none found like you, because everybody else is compromising. You will stand out amongst many in a crowd because your light begins to shine. God begins to smile on you. God begins to strengthen you. God begins you knowledge. God begins you understanding of what's coming up against you, that you may stand firm in the power of his might. Because God loves you so much, he doesn't want us to compromise in the world that we live in. Do you see this? And then he goes on to say, hallelujah. And then he says, Daniel, Hannah, Mishael, and Azar there, therefore stood they before the king. And 20 says, and in all matters of wisdom, my, and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians. Do you see that? 10 times better than all the magicians. That's sorcery. That's witchcraft. Do you see that? Astrologers, people look at the stars and the moons and try to tell you what this means and what that means. No. He found them 10 times better than the musicians and the astrologers were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. So what are you saying, brother? How does this apply to me today? It's simple. Know your purpose. It's simple. Don't compromise. Know that God has things planned for you to get done. Know that you are purposely anointed and appointed to do the will of God and to expose all evil and wickedness that's on the face of the earth. Know that your voice should be heard amongst this earthly vessel, because God knows you will stand for righteousness in the days that we live in. Knowing your purpose is so much fabulous and marvelous that we all must stand for the glory of God. In verse 1 through 6, he started out preeminent amongst the children of Israel. And when we look at this, Daniel started out being above everything, above all, above everybody in the kingdom. And then he gained preeminence amongst the wise men of Babylon. Daniel stood because he began to know. When you stand, people can be around for 30, 40, 20 years. But when you stand for righteousness, how many know that God is the one that gives promotion? God is the one that puts you before. And see, Daniel was put before all of them because he stood. And when you stand and don't bow down to foolishness, to witchcraft, to the naysayers, and you stay connected and committed to God, your life will exemplify the glory of God. Your life, I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, your life will exemplify the glory of God. You will be much better. You will be much better than them that gave in and compromised. Do you hear it? Don't have a compromising spirit. Have a spirit of righteousness and peace and joy and hope. Stand as God has called you to stand. Live like God has called you to live, because there's success in the life of God without compromising. There's success in the life of God without compromising. There's a testimony, and you don't mind if I share it, Brother Rudy and Sister Jackie. There's a testimony in the life of not compromising. We talk so much about how to be debt free. In being debt free, you can't compromise. Many people compromise by taking this from that and doing this from that. No, don't compromise, because it's going to work out for your good. I was told, and it was really a celebration that Jackie shared with us on Friday. She said to me, and like she always say, and I think Jackie is very comical. Amen. Glory to God. She said, get ready. I said, what are you talking about? Get ready. She was doing that. Get ready. Get ready. I said, what are you talking about? Get ready. Get ready. Know what she said? We paid off all of our bills. We owe no man but to love him. We're debt free. Now, that's see, something to celebrate by. If you can't celebrate one, how are you going to celebrate another? In the mighty name of Jesus. So that's no compromise. Following the pattern. Following the will of God. See, I celebrate in that. You hear what I'm saying? You should celebrate in that. Because God is no respecter of person. What he do for one, he can do for the other. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's following the pattern of God. It's following the principle that God laid before you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we share with them as we taught biblical principles of Dave Ramsey. And they followed the pattern. And now they're debt free, paying off all of the bills. They don't owe no man but to love him and to love her. And that's what God wants us. It's not about just how much you can have. It's about what you are willing to do to get what God wants you to have. Do you hear that? In the mighty name of Jesus. This is powerful. I believe it's good for us. And I know that God loves us enough that he will continue to do that for each and every one of us, that we can live a successful life without compromise. We will not compromise. We will not give in the towel. We will not throw it away. We will not bow to Baal. We will not bow to any satanic force. We will stay in the will of God. When you're in the will of God, how many know when you're in the will of God, all kind of things try to come up against you? All evil and wickedness come up against you. But should you be concerned about the evil and the wickedness that come up against you? No, because you're in the will of God. As he said in Psalms 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. So we're not in our own shadows. We're in the shadows of the Almighty God, the glorious God, the wonder of God, the God with power, the God with authority, the God that rules, the God that governs the heavens and the earth, the God that watches over our souls in the midnight hour. That's the authority that we are under. So we don't have to be concerned about those things and the wiles of the devils and the trickery. That's why the Bible says that when Daniel stood, he was given knowledge of the evil. He was given understanding. He can see things. See, God wants you to open up your spiritual eyes and not just your natural eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. And Daniel was given power over all Babylon. Let's go to the book. Let's go over to chapter 2 and verse 48. Daniel was given power over all Babylon. Chapter 2, verse 48. 48 and 49. Look at this. 46. Let's start at 46. Nebuchadnezzar was a king. He had the reward. See, when you don't compromise, you will be rewarded. See, I know that one day we all will be rewarded here in this ministry. Why? Because we don't compromise. There's no compromising here. We're not perfect. We seek the perfection of God, but we don't compromise. I'm not finna give you something just to entice you. I'm not trying to persuade you to do something that you don't want to do. You have to have a willing mind to do it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I don't control you because I'm not a magician. I'm not a sorcerer. I don't do witchcraft. Amen. Glory to God. I only speak the word of God. I only trust the word of God. I only obey what God says for us to do. Do you hear it? Glory to God. So I know God will continue to bless us. And then it goes on to say in verse 46. Are you there in 46? It says, then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worship Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an obligation and sweet odors unto him. Then the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God, look at this, a king that didn't know God. Only way he can know God is because Daniel didn't compromise. See, people in the midst of you don't know God like you know God, but if you compromise in the midst of them, they will never see your true God. Do you see that? They will never see the true God if you compromise in the midst of them, because people do compromise and they try to persuade you to compromise. And the moment that you compromise, they will never see the true God that lives inside of you. And look at this. He goes on to say, then the king, he says, 47, the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So your God is the God of gods. Your God is the big G. Our God is the little G, but he's the God of all. Do you see that? The king understood this. The king had a revelation. The king's eyes opened. And then it goes on to say, and the Lord of the kings of the revelers and secrets, seeing they could have revealed this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler. Made him ruler. Daniel came into this land. He was brought into slavery. He came from a foreign land and he had to learn a language. But Daniel didn't compromise before a king. See, many people compromise, my brothers and sisters, because a person in position of power, in position of authority. But Daniel didn't compromise. And the king say, this man knows something that I don't know. And see, as you see right here, when you don't compromise, there's a reward. Do you see that? When you don't compromise, there's a reward, Bishop. When you don't give in, there's a reward. John, there's a reward. There is a reward. Many people don't think that the reward is coming, but the reward is there. Your life is a reward. The way you're breathing is a reward. The way you walk is a reward. The way you got your health is a reward. It's a reward from the Lord. In your right mind, that's a reward. Glory to God. Many people think the reward got to be this, all of this land and all of that. No, the reward is that you are alive before the King. And you can breathe. And you continue to do the purpose that God placed you on earth. That's your reward. When we look for all the materialistic things, then that's all we're going to get. Because there's a reward in heaven. And many people live for their reward right here today. But we are blessed by God, chosen by God. God keeps us with a fervent and pure heart to live to do the will of God, my brothers and sisters. What are you saying, Brother Simmons? My plea to you today and those that be looking, don't compromise the word of God for a quick life of living. Hear the voice of God. There's so much compromising going on because many people want to be in a position, in this position. People want this to grow and that to grow, and they compromise for the growth, but the growth don't stand. The growth is not sure. The foundation will fall. It will get weak, and when people get tired of playing the game and trickery, they'll fall away. They'll fall away. Some people only can fake it so long. How many of you know faking it takes more strain than just doing it right? Faking take more strain than doing it right. How you say that, Brother Simmons? Faking it. Yes, it does take energy. If I see you today and I tell you this story today, then I see you next week, and I tell you another story next week. The third week I see you, I got to remember the first story I told you. Amen. And if I don't tell that same story, do you get it? That takes energy. So there are people in this world and in this life, and I'm here to tell you, they write down how they're going to compromise someone. They keep a book. On week one, I told Johnny and Susie this. And I didn't see them in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I'm going to tell them this. And then the third week, I'm going to highlight it and go back to tell them what I told them in the first week. See, that is witchcraft. That's sorcery. They're trying to bewitch you and fool you to think that they're saying what thus says of the Spirit of God. They're finding out what moves you? Because in the first week, they tell you, within the 2 weeks, they're watching you. And so when they come back in the third week, they're going to tell you what they said in the first week, and you're going to believe it is true because they was watching you. Do you see that? I'm trying to teach us how we can live successful without compromise. You may look around and say, well, yes, success is here because we're not compromising. When you teach and preach and stand for purity, there is no compromise. Those that want to compromise, they will run. They will flee because they're tired of trying to fit into the truth. My. Revelation is truth. Biblical principles is truth. The love of God is true. Glory to God. And then he goes on to say in 48 again. Then the king made Daniel a great man. Do you see that? The king made Daniel a great man. A king that didn't know the King of Kings. He seen the uncompromising spirit in Daniel. And he made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts. And made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon. The whole province. He came in. They brought him in as a slave. Do you see this? See, you can go places and you can be brought in as nothing. But when you're in that place and you stand, you will leave out as more than enough. More than enough. Glory to God. And in the midst of them that been there because they've been compromising, they've been bowing down to something that is not true, then you'll be raised up in the eyes of them. And the one that's in charge can't deny it because they see the glory of God inside of you and they got to promote you. Yeah. Yeah. You got to promote you because God has shown them who you are. Do you see this thing? I feel this thing and I know that it's right. I believe that it's right. That's why we won't compromise to no extent. Glory to God. Woo, Jesus is Lord. Can you be a Daniel? Can you stand strong like a Daniel? Don't compromise, my brothers and sisters. Men, we can't compromise. We can't lay weak to pray. We have to be strong in the power of his might and the resurrection of his glory. Why? Because God has given us purpose, men. We have purpose to watch over our women. We have purpose to watch over our family. We have purpose to build the kingdom of God. We have purpose to speak the voice of God into the atmosphere. Regardless of what might be around us, we have purpose. We have much purpose. The women have purpose. They are a voice of God. They are made by God. They are the only one that can produce another being from their womb. So they have much purpose to fulfill the glory of God here on earth. And as the baby come out the womb, the men have purpose to teach and show them, don't compromise, son. Don't compromise, daughter. Stand for righteousness. Live glory in the glory of God. And God will see you through. Do you hear it? My brothers and sisters, I don't want you ever to feel like you are nobody. You are a force to be reckoned with because you don't compromise this holy written word of God. You stand in truth, honesty, and integrity. You have purpose. You have much purpose. Daniel knew his purpose. Daniel knew that if I bow down to this king, I will compromise my God. And we can't compromise our God. Don't compromise. God brought us a mighty long way. We were all in the muck and miry. But God seen it fit to get our undivided attention, to bring us into his house, to set us at his table, to clothe us with his righteousness, to heal our wounds, to cast out our sorrow, to make our stormy days sunny days. God did that. Do you hear it? When we was broke and didn't have, God supplied all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. When we didn't have clothes, he clothed us. We was thirsty. He gave us drink because we was drinking of the wrong drink. He gave us the drink of the living water. And now we can live. We can move and know our purpose in our being. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord of our lives, brothers and sisters. People need to know. They need to understand that we mean business for the kingdom of God. We mean business for the kingdom of God. And it says here in verse 48 again. He says, then the king had made Daniel a great man and gave him many gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men. He put him in a preeminence position. Do you hear that? Wherever you are, I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, it don't matter who been there before you, how long they been there, and who's in charge. If you stand for righteousness and don't compromise, you will be in charge of what they thought they was in charge of. Do you hear this? I'm a firm believer that you can be in charge of what they thought they was in charge of. But the thing about it, we fear when somebody come up against us and say, hey, you going to get this and you going to get fired here. Or you gonna... No, 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 because you didn't compromise. That was many days in the army of my life. They wanted me to fudge numbers on readiness, movement, going to war, combat, trucks, tanks, weapons. They wanted me to forge numbers. I would not do it. I say with the real reports, and I send them up higher to headquarters. When I go before the generals and everybody, the numbers changed. And the general always say, oh, chief, is that true? No, sir, that's not true. Well, tell me, chief. And I begin to explain to him, begin him the numbers, begin him the shipment, begin him everything. I explain to him. And then then the general say, somebody got to tell me the truth. And then I be looked at like I'm the bad guy. No, I'm not compromising. We're going to combat. People are losing their lives on the road, doing log packs, taking logistic things. And you want me to stand before you and tell you a lie so you can look good in the eyes of somebody that don't care about none of us? No, I'm standing for righteousness. I'm standing for righteousness. And you stand for righteousness. You stand for the glory of God. Because you will take over. You will take over. How is that, my brother? How is that? Look at verse 47. Look at 47. The king answered and said unto Daniel, of a truth, it is that your God is what? The God of gods. So that means you can take over. Your God is the God of gods. So that means what? You can take over. Do you hear that? You don't believe that? The wicked one that didn't trust and know, didn't understand, didn't believe. He came back and said to Daniel, it is the truth that your God, big G, is the God of the little gods. So that means you can take over, my brothers and sisters. Stand for righteousness. You can take over. You can take over. Don't look at what it looks like there. Look at what it looks like in the heavens. Look at what it is in the heavens. You can take over. Come on now. Somebody wake up and walk with me. Walk this thing out. Believe and receive all the promises of God. My, 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 my. And then 49 says, then Daniel requested of the king, and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the providence of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. See, when you don't compromise, my, 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 my. And see, you working with somebody that's walking with you. Daniel, they walk with Daniel. They could have compromised, say, whoa, a minute, Daniel, hold on, man. You're losing your mind with this thing. We going before a king. I'm not finna lose my life. I'm finna bow down to this thing. I'm finna eat they meat. I'm finna drink they drink. But they stood with Daniel. See, when people stand with you and you don't fall to compromising, you just don't get blessed. The people get blessed. They was blessed by God because they didn't compromise. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, if we stay together, we walk together, we believe together, and we speak the same thing together, we will all be blessed of the Lord. They was not compromising. And for them not compromising, Daniel did a request of the king. And you knew the king was going to honor his request because the king set him over everything. But see, Daniel just didn't prestige himself. Those that was with him in the hard time, those that was with him in the rough time, those with him in the untrusting times, they got blessed, and Daniel promoted them to put them in positions of authority. Can you be a Daniel? Can you trust Daniel? Can you walk like Daniel? Can we live like Daniel? Can we live like Daniel? Are you ready to be promoted over all things that God has for you in your life? Just don't look at it like we just here. God placed you here. And if God placed you here, hear the Spirit of God. If God placed you here and he placed you in a place that does not compromise, and you come into this place and you live a life of uncompromising, God is going to exalt you, elevate you, and present you before those that thought you were not going to be able to take over. Do you see that? So it is a truth, as the Bible says, that God is the God of gods. Do you hear that? It's not Daryl saying, it's the word of the living God that has said, and only thing we do is decree what has already been said. So the Bible says, open up your mouth and say so. I say so, it is a truth that you will be ruler over many when you don't compromise in the heat of the moments of life. Do you hear it? Let's give God a hand praise. I thank him. I thank him for not only knowledge and understanding, but revelation. We need each other. We need each other to stay strong in the power of his might and resurrection of his glory. And I pray that we can truly commit ourselves to this purpose. This purpose. It is purpose. Do you believe it's purpose? Your life is purpose. It's much purpose. So don't compromise in this purpose. Amen. Glory to God. We just got through. I don't think we got through the first P. Glory to God. There's more P's. Do you hear that? And Jesus tarrying is coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Next Wednesday, we will not have service on next Wednesday. First Lady and I will be departing to go speak an engagement in Baltimore, Maryland. We're just so honored by Pastor Womack and his wife. Glory to God to send for us to speak the voice of God unto his people. And we just want your prayers. Please pray for us. That we don't go just dangling what we want to dangle. We want to go with thus says of the Spirit of God, that we may be a blessing to the people there in Baltimore and Maryland. We want their hearts to leap with joy, unspeakable joy. Amen. We will have service here on Sunday. Glory to God. At the same time, I ask you to bring somebody. Let them know that you are in a place that don't compromise. Amen. Let me ask this question by a show of hands. Is this a compromising place? By a show of hands, can you raise your hands? Is it compromising? No, I don't believe it's compromising. I believe it's the will of God that we do what we do. Amen. Glory to God. Bless you. Amen. I'm excited, man. I'm filled with the bubbles of God. Amen. My spirit, man, leaps with joy. Amen. Glory to God. Are you blessed? Amen. Are you highly favored? Amen. Are you walking in purpose? Amen. Glory to God. I know you are because it shines all about you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Let's prepare for our giving unto the King of Kings and the Lords of Lords. There be that we may give unto the King of Kings and Lords of Lords. Amen. Glory to God. To God be the glory. What a marvelous day to know that we can walk in success without compromising. Learning from one powerful man of the Bible, and that is Daniel. Daniel has taught us so marvelous this morning and so many things that we will see in the life of Daniel as we continue our teaching on the series week after next. Amen. We will have our own brother. He'll be ministering. Rudy will be ministering. And he's coming from his heart. Whatever the Lord says unto him, let God use you, brother. Amen. In the power of his might. And Bishop and John, once you can find time to connect with us and call us and speak with us, Bishop, we surely would love that. I know you probably have been busy, but we have been waiting upon your call to speak with us that we can sit down and talk. Amen. And Brother Larry, I'd like to get your phone number because I want